In regional news this morning, the health industry in upstate New York is undergoing some rapid transformations. And all this week, we've been featuring reports on innovation in the region's healthcare sector. Imagine using your smartphone to avoid getting the flu. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell tells us about a new app that's doing just that.
Twitter is already used to communicate with friends, interact with celebrities, and build social lives online. But one researcher at the University of Rochester has found a way to use the popular site to track disease outbreaks.
There's really no product like this that enables you to understand how these millions of people feel every second, because they self-report on their activities and they self-report on their health.
That's Adam Sadalek, a postdoctoral research fellow and the mind behind the Germ Tracker app, an app that aims to unlock the mystery of the spread of infectious diseases like the flu. So here's how it works. Most people on Twitter have an open profile, which means their feeds are available to anyone, including researchers like Sadalek. The Germ Tracker program sifts through open tweets looking for words and phrases that might indicate a flu-like illness. And according to Sadalek, it's getting pretty good at it.
It has about 2 million features that it considers for any given sentence. So it has a giant checklist of things to look for. It says, you know, is this phrase here? Did I use slang? And then, based on the evaluation, it decides what is the probability of sickness.
But for the app to really be useful, tweeters have to have enabled the GPS on their computer or mobile device, because that's how Germ Tracker is able to plot their position on a map. The idea is to be able to track the spread of infectious diseases based on the location of users and their interactions in the community.
So you see your location, you know, at the center of the screen, and then the Twitter users colored from red to green, from sick to healthy. So you see immediately who has been around you, right, if they tweeted recently, and then you can click on these individuals and see what they tweeted about.
Red dots on the map represent people the algorithm has labeled as sick, and green dots are people who are healthy, or simply not tweeting about their health. Click on a red dot, and you might get something like this.
So let's see, it's like a random person. So this individual says, seriously, the stomach flu really sucks.
Sadalek concedes the program isn't perfect. People using Twitter tend to be younger and not everyone tweets about their health. But he says it's still the first model to give real-time data at such a fine level, and it has one unique quality. The information it generates can lead users to modify their behaviour and potentially avoid illness. The Centers for Disease Control says it recognises the use of social media for data collection has huge potential. But so far, it hasn't developed any policies about using that kind of information. Physician Lewis Papa says the app could allow public health organisations to track where large-scale epidemics begin and what sort of interactions cause them to spread.
So if you can imagine, if we had something like bird flu, the social media can be a huge tool to say, oh, how can we isolate this? Where did this originally start and where is it travelling to? I mean, I think that can be enormously helpful.
Adam Sadalek says this is the next big step for him. He wants to be able to link the interactions of sick and healthy users to generate data on the probability of infection. The end goal? A smartphone that could warn you how likely you are to catch the flu if you spend time in a certain building or take the 7:15 a.m. bus to work.
So this sounds sci-fi, but now it's actually possible in places that have a lot of Twitter activity.
The app is available for mobile devices across the US, but Sadalek says the project is still in the beta phase. He says user feedback will help with the next stage of development. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.